What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
I guess so. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 1 week from Thanksgiving. Whatever it is you're doing, I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving and no family fights and everything goes smoothly. And all the sides you like are there. Do you have a favorite side? I had a dream about mac and cheese the other day. I was thinking, that'd be good. I don't know if that's not really like a normal side, right? Usually just, eat your usuals.
It is where I grew up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, very much so.
We used to have that bean.
Casserole. Ugh.
Or cream spinach, crap like that. Which is fine. It isn't crap. It's good. I like it. But yeah, I don't think
potatoes.
We ever really had. Smashed potatoes?
Just mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes.
Oh, mashed, yeah. Mm. Mashed, obviously stuffing, gravy, gotta have cranberry, and the turkey or tofurkey. And then whatever else is on, and pie.
Another regional thing, we call it filling instead of stuffing. Yeah.
So you have stovetop filling
in
West Virginia?
Fill the turkey. It's like stuffing the turkey. Mm. No.
Interesting.
That's just
they call it filling.
Call it filling.
Filling.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's fun, I guess.
We got different words for everything.
Yeah. Well, you got your own, it's your own thing. You're up behind the mountain. You're in the holler behind the mountain.
In the holler.
Right. Okay, let's do the Jelly Roll Post Malone tickets. Oh. Start with that. They go on sale this coming Tuesday to the general public. But there are ways to get in on this earlier. So you might want to go online and if you're dying to get them, or just win a pair right now. Here's how you do it. On the fives all day long till 6 o'clock this evening. Right now, text the word SAVE, SAVE, to our contest line. That's 20357. Text the word SAVE to 20357. You'll be entered to win tickets for Jelly Roll and Post Malone. This concert is July 1st at Oracle 2025. Courtesy of Live Nation, and this hour's code word is SAVE. This early trash is brought to you by the San Francisco Zoo. The SF Zoo is making a difference in conservation both locally and globally by supporting work to protect and save species. Your visit supports their mission to connect, conserve, and care. Open daily, including Thanksgiving Day. That's fun. Take the fam. Visit sfzoo.org. for tickets and membership. I'll start with the sad stuff. Let's get this out of the way. Liam Payne, who fell/something happened. He went off a balcony in Argentina.
Oh, the...
This is the One Direction kid.
Okay.
Or former One Direction guy. He was laid to rest yesterday at St. Mary's Church near his hometown of Wolverhampton, England. Wolverhampton, England. Okay. Liam was laid to rest in the local churchyard. His coffin arrived in a horse-drawn carriage with flower arrangements spelling out daddy and son.
Ugh.
I don't know. Another floral display was in the shape of a bowling ball crashing into pins. It turns out he just loves bowling.
Mm.
Or did love bowling, sorry. Liam's One Direction bandmates were all there. Harry Styles, Zayn Malik, Louis Tomlinson, Niall Horan, Lewis Tomlinson, I don't know how you say his name. Simon Cowell was there. He's the one who put them together on the show The X Factor. I don't know if they must have all auditioned singularly, and then he pluralized them into the band One Direction. He was seen embracing Liam's parents. Also in attendance was Liam's current girlfriend, Kate Cassidy, who was with him in Argentina just days before his death. And his ex, Cheryl Cole, who's the mother of his son, Bear. And James Corden was there. They apparently were friends. Maybe he's also from Wolverhampton, England. But sad. But he's been laid to rest. So wanted to mention that for all the One Direction fans. And Liam Payne fans. We were not just, but within the last month or so, we were talking about Joe Francis.
Yes.
The Girls Gone Wild guy. And I can't remember why he came up then.
He was robbed in Mexico where he lives.
Oh, all right.
Good callback.
That was excellent.
Right?
Yeah. There was, yeah, something like that.
Like he went out for a run with a bodyguard.
He was kidnapped, right? They grabbed him. Let's see if you can find that story. Anyway, we're just talking about him. And we talked quite a bit about him. Because this isn't his first time in an altercation. And now we're going to get to see everything. There is some kind of a Girls Gone Wild documentary. I put the trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Oh, are you telling me that this whole thing was staged last month to get him back in the news?
Oh, I certainly hope not. Because I do bite on that stuff. And people are super clever like that.
Well, yeah, it's manipulating the media.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a thing.
Was it like an extortion thing?
I thought he was just robbed. He's had the extortion thing too, but I thought that was years past. The story I thought you just told us was he went for a run and they robbed him.
In his gated area and they picked him up and...
Yeah, he's saying that his bodyguard conspired to have him beaten and robbed near his home.
And then they what, left him on the ground there? So they didn't like take him and make him go to the bank for them or anything?
And then another thing that he's saying is the hospital where he went for treatment kept him in a medically induced coma for 2 weeks without his knowledge or consent.
That's right. Oh, my God. That was the craziest part.
Yeah.
He goes in to get treated, and they're like, you're enough out of you. Let's put this guy, let's find out what the gang leaders want us to do with you before we wake your ass up. Can you imagine?
I can.
I'd be like, I can no longer live in Mexico.
I love Mexico, but there's some corruption there.
A little bit.
Just a dash.
I can't believe it. Anyway, there's a Girls Gone Wild dog. So I'm going to guess that wasn't set up for this to promote this. And I don't think this is his thing either. I'm not positive. Peacock has released the trailer for its upcoming documentary series, Girls Gone Wild, the untold story.
No, he didn't set up the kidnapping and robbing.
Oh, you're saying
the people who made the thing did.
Peacock was like, just keep him in a coma for 2 weeks. It's going to be a great story. They say it's going to go behind the scenes of the exploitative adult entertainment franchise. It's billed as featuring, it sounds like he did sit down. The first in-person, in-depth interview, his first with a journalist in almost 10 years. They are promising an astonishing investigative look into the life and career of Joe Francis, who put your daughter on film going wild. Back in the olden days when that actually mattered. These days you can film all the Girls Gone Wild you want or just search the internet for them. Back in the day, this guy was selling you videotape. They say the whole franchise peaked in the early 2000s.
I got a little taste of that trailer.
Oh, yeah? What do you got? Oh, sure.
This is the where they lead into him actually talking, but you don't hear him.
Joe Francis, what a miserable little...
Joe is out of control. He's been a fugitive for a decade now.
Do you feel bad for the girls?
And then that's
truly a little teaser. Anyway, listen, if you're like, wow.
Is that supposed to be a question to him? Do you feel bad for the girls?
Yes. Yeah. That's you can't, if you see the visual, they're interviewing him.
How's he look?
Rich?
He looks good. Fine.
Yeah, I'm looking at some picture of him where he's clearly.
You know, this
years
is
younger.
One of those situations where you'd see that and think, that's a girl. Like, I know there are always guys who've, you know, you've had a crush on this girl all through school. She never gave you a minute, never gave you a second look. Right. You tried, hey, Cindy. She just walked off, left you sitting there by yourself. Some guy hands a shot to a chick and a t-shirt and she rips her top up for video.
Yeah.
The same girl that wouldn't give you 1 minute for a shot and a t-shirt. I don't even think they gave them the shots. They had to buy their,
bless you.
They had to buy their own drinks.
Yeah.
But for the t-shirt, let me pull my top up and show everybody what everybody's always wished they could see.
Right. So are you, as the guy who never got a second glance from her, are you like, well, at least I get to see the thing that I always really, really wanted
to see?
No,
I don't even care about the guy. I just think it's funny that girls will hold on, like they've got their standards till they don't. And then suddenly it's like, for a t-shirt? I'm in.
I love t-shirts. Woo! Oh my God.
No, if you're the guy, you just think, next time I see her, I'm going to get her drunk and I'm going to pull out a t-shirt and be like, hey, look what I got.
You know what? That's a solid plan. Yeah.
I just said that whole thing is so funny. Like, for a t-shirt?
Yeah.
All right.
And fame.
It's actually, is it fame? It's notoriety. It's trouble
Dude
with your
made
dad.
A fortune.
Oh my
with
God.
That plan, he that made, setup. We're going into the bars money. And we're going to just bring 20 t-shirts. Yeah. There's an hour of film. Mm.
And this is the second documentary. I saw the first one on the Girls Gone Wild. And
when was that?
Not
one?
Only did they make a lot of money from the videos, but then they sold those videos to other adult companies so that, you know, they appear. So, like, if you're one of those girls
multi-use.
And you, yeah, you want to get rid of those images,
oh, yeah,
good
no,
luck.
You're never.
Good luck. Yeah. Yeah, not happening.
It's the original iPhone, those things.
Well,
or
and
the
I don't,
original internet. You can never.
To be completely, be like, full disclosure, I've never watched one of them. Oh. I've seen the commercials, so I have an
Late
idea.
Late night TV
of what
used to completely show those every
but,
night.
But they're only showing their boobies, right? There's no sex.
Yes. There are some that are. Very
more.
Explicit where the girls are
oh,
making out
more.
And they're doing
okay.
stuff to each other
well,
and
once you know the drinks are flowing
yeah.
and the cameras and the lights are on.
And that's kind of where a lot of the folks, I guess, that worked for the company started to get really uncomfortable when, like, you know, this is
they signed the NDA. Remember when yeah. everyone walked into the bar, everyone signed one.
Everyone signed the
We're
consent
clear.
Form.
But it's one of those deals where everybody got uncomfortable, but nobody quit. They yeah. all, they, but after, like, after
oh,
it all
man,
blew up,
the
they're like,
so
oh,
good.
we never felt good doing that. It's like,
we did it, but we didn't, you know, it didn't feel
yeah,
right.
Yeah, you were all right with it.
But
it's amazing what a paycheck will do.
Yeah, it really is. People love money.
All right, so that's coming to Netflix. The Joe
no, it's
Francis.
It's Peacock, I believe.
Oh, okay.
It's called, hold on, there's a name for it here somewhere. Girls Gone Wild, The Untold Story. When was this other one that you say you saw?
I don't know. It almost feels like, I feel like, let's see.
Well, it's okay.
Yeah, it does. Not
no follow. Worries. Anyway.
I saw it this year.
The official tagline here is, before the spread of social media and easy access to online porn, Joe Francis' multi-million dollar Girls Gone Wild franchise, a series of tapes sold on late night television. And you couldn't get away from those ads if you were watching TV at night. I mean, late night. They featured young spring breakers bearing their breasts for t-shirts and hats. And had quite a grip.
Oh, hats. You didn't... Forgot. Okay, never mind.
I've loved you my whole life. Can I see your boobs? No.
Do you have any hats? What the?
As a matter of fact...
I got one on my head here.
Hashtag blessed. Right on the front.
Mm. Oh, my goodness. Well...
Yeah, so for whoever's into
that's
that...
That's of an era, isn't it?
Certainly is. Girls Gone Wild, The Untold Story. Okay, so I just thought it was funny that that came up, and you rightly pointed out that maybe, I mean, I don't like to think that someone was put into a medically induced coma for 2 weeks against their will in order to promote the movie, but I don't put anything past
well,
Peacock.
The but also, you know, that talk about the timing, like, perfect. Someone at Peacock is happy either way.
Right, we spent a lot of time talking about him. Mm-hmm. I don't even know when that was. I think like a month ago. You were here, right, for that, when we were talking about that?
I don't even think it was a month. Yeah. I think it was like 2 weeks ago.
It wasn't that long ago. I would still wonder if he's being interviewed for this documentary. I mean, that means he's got some skin in the game. I yeah. can still see him fake. This guy's a real POS. I mean, he could really have.
He really is.
He might have faked
isn't he?
It. Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, it's not out of the world of possibility with this guy.
Here's another story. This is, I don't know if this is true or not. This is just Newman, his take on it. He's saying he can't get work now because he's skinny. Wayne Knight is the guy who played Jerry's nemesis, Newman, on Seinfeld. Children, this is a show. It's a very good show, and a lot of pop culture still references back to it. This person's a close talker. And this,
you know what he
shirt.
Was also really good in?
Oh, I don't. What?
Go ahead. Do you know?
I'm going to say Jurassic Park.
Yes, he yeah. was excellent oh. in Jurassic Park.
Like, doesn't he play kind of a weaselly
the
dude?
The perfect scumbag, yes.
Oh, yeah.
How
absolutely
funny.
Perfect.
Is that one of the original ones or one of
it's
the later
the
ones?
First one.
The first
no,
one,
funny.
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, I do kind of...
Spoiler alert, he doesn't make it to the second one.
Oh, that's not actually that big a spoiler. Not many people did make it to the second one. So, Wayne Knight, who played Jerry's nemesis, Newman, on Seinfeld, has Lost a bunch. He says he's down over 100 pounds from his heaviest. He's not skinny. He's sort of a regular size dude now. And I don't know what his, I'm sure he's got a good size bank account. Maybe we could look up his net worth, because he must be getting that sweet, sweet royalty money from future airings of Seinfeld.
Who knows what his contract was?
I know, right? Ugh, I would hate to hear that he wasn't a rich guy after that. He was great on that.
I mean, everybody, Keith Hernandez said he made more money from the royalties of Seinfeld than he made playing in Major League Baseball.
I never heard that. Is that true?
No. Yeah, like his last season or something. Or,
oh, my God.
Yeah, something crazy like that, that he makes more from just those two episodes that he did. Yeah.
Those were big episodes, though. Like, everybody saw the spit. Wasn't it the spitting thing?
Mm-hmm. It was based on the thing that had happened in real life, right?
Well, it was the JFK.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. Right.
But it was
that,
also
right.
So he right. And he wants, you know, Jerry wants to hang out with him and everything, and
They meet in a locker room.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jerry's like, Keith Hernandez, and he's like, oh, I love your comedy. Yeah. Remember? And they were like, he loves me. Yeah. Okay. Go on.
Well, no, I was doing a sports radio show in New York City, and we had John Riggins from the Redskins.
Yes.
And my boss was like, listen, we're trying him out. You need to be cool. I know you're a big fan. And I thought I was cool for 2 weeks and didn't hire him. He left me a message the next week and asked me if I'd help him move. And I immediately called him and was like, yeah, man, I'll help you move. And then I just hear laughter on the other side. He's I'm just messing with you, man. I had a feeling you were a fan. He just was.
Oh, my God.
Keith Hernandez on
wow.
me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sucker. Funny.
$8 million, Wayne Knight.
That is surprisingly low.
It is. Very
it's still
low.
A good living.
But still, though, I feel like that's.
Well, anyway, so you're saying the story 20s. Is he feels like he can't get a look because he doesn't look like he did look.
He's convinced that Hollywood isn't hiring him because he's too skinny. I wouldn't say skinny. I think he still looks like himself. I can see him in stuff. But somebody caught up with him at LAX and they're all like, hey, where have you been? Got a little of that? I can't hear
That's
you.
That's funny. Okay. How much weight would you say you've lost from like max to now?
7,000 pounds.
Wow, not bad.
I lose 10, I gain 50, I lose 100, I gain 12.
Right. But you've lost quite a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
From like Jurassic Park to now is about 110 pounds.
Incredible. Is it affecting the sort of like gigs you get?
Yes, but you know.
In a good way or bad way?
Well, in a bad way, but it takes time. Oh. It takes time for people to accept you as you are, and then and they find out whether or not you can still do things without being fat.
That is so interesting. So personally, it could be better, but professionally, it's a bit of a negative.
No, it's just what it is.
What a nice guy taking time out of his day to talk to the paparazzi.
You know what?
That.
He looks good.
He looks really good.
I've seen people lose weight, especially dramatic weight loss, where they look sick.
Yep.
And I can see why someone would say, we can't hire you because you don't look okay.
Yeah. He looks really great. Good. Yeah. I'm with you. He actually looks glowy. He looks healthy. As for how he lost the weight, he said, everything that anyone could ever try, from therapy to drugs to surgery to radiation to being taken by aliens.
It's always
all of those
the way.
Things. Yeah. He said, one of those things eventually did work, but he doesn't know which one.
Ozempic. Yeah, he just doesn't want to say it.
Possibly.
Oh, you think so?
Maybe.
I think so.
I mean, you know that anyone who quits smoking or drinking or anything else, you try a million things before you finally
you
try.
Do.
Just quitting. Stop doing it.
Yeah. Stop
Knock
putting things in
That's
your mouth.
That's the thing. You got to stop. No, but if I do this and stand on one foot and hold this arm like this, then I can still smoke. I mean,
just beer. Just on the weekend.
Yeah, just wine. Right. I only do champagne. What?
I did that once.
You did?
Yeah, I did all of them.
I never drank champagne. But
oh, boy.
All the different quittings. Yes, I'm familiar.
All right. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
Well, I never got to that story about having to retake your driver's test at 50,
yeah.
And we may need to do that. Also, profane traffic signs, and it's engagement season after these.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Ah. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. another pair of Post Malone Jelly Roll tickets coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. And right now it's time for the news.
That Chapel song, I don't know if this happens to people. It happens to me a lot. Pop music earworms end up in my head in bed. And I'll wake up at night. This morning it was her. It's been Hozier, whatever.
Hozier.
Yeah. Sabrina.
Oh, yeah.
Miley.
Mm-hmm.
And they're loud. I don't know why they're so loud when I'm laying in bed and I don't even know that I, how'd that get in there?
It is funny how they get in and just sort of like ping pong around inside your brain cavity.
I realize that this is loud in my head right now and it's Chapel and I'm laying in bed at 2 a.m.
Right.
Yeah, this is the first music station I've worked at in a very long time.
Ah.
So I am constantly walking around singing Taylor Swift
earworming
and other things.
Yeah. Man.
And I it is just, you just can't help it.
You ever do that? You ever
just
do that
part
thing?
Of it's part of working here.
Where you can trick someone into an earworm, like at your house, you start singing a song.
Of course.
And then just to see how long it will take for them to also start singing it. I didn't know, but my sister turned me on to that. I was like,
oh, you do that on purpose to people.
She does it on purpose to her husband. Oh. I've never done it on purpose to anybody. But I do constantly sing.
Constantly. Yeah, you do.
Oh my God. I try to actually tamp it down while I'm here. Like, nobody needs to be me walking around this. So many times I'll, like, walk in, I'll be singing in the bathroom, and someone will come walking, and I'm like, whoop.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank Foundation has built a 30-year legacy of providing help where our communities need it most. Today, the foundation is full of gratitude for all the work our Bay Area nonprofits and other organizations do. Discover more at FremontBank.com. That's FremontBank.com.
.com.
Rain today.
Mm.
On my drive in, the South Bay was still dry. It's coming for you though, South Bay. But I saw two big accidents on the way in. One on 280 going north just before Pacifica, and then another one right here in the city, which had me, that's when I sent you guys pictures, because we were parked.
Right.
Waiting.
Like, there's no moving now.
If you can stay home, just for that reason alone, it's worth it. But otherwise, just be prepared to go slow today, because there's a lot of standing water. And again, two accidents.
Well, two accidents before 5 a.m. can end up being the reason that today's commute sucks.
Is nutted, right?
Right.
So anyway, that's rain today.
Okay. Bring your umbrella.
And for like a week. So be ready. Check
Under
your apps
my
each day.
Umbrella. Ella. Ella.
All right. Here's what's happening. The holidays are engagement season. I didn't realize that.
Oh.
But this is when a lot of people do their proposals.
Because the family's gathered around and they just feel like it's a festive time. Is there a...
I don't know. You know, there's a lot of traditions that I don't get when you propose at a baseball game and everyone's there. And, you know, there's...
Nice.
And there's... You propose at Christmas, it feels like, okay...
Aren't you kind of undermining Santa's jam?
Well, I think that it's like, I guess that's memorable and the family's around and everybody's in good spirits. It makes sense, but I feel like now that's part of Christmas instead of its own standing thing just between you two.
Valentine's Day is a big one too. And I feel like, you know, for everyone who got proposed to on Valentine's Day, married in June and divorced by two Christmases later, like there's a lot of ruination of special days.
I actually think, and I didn't do it on Valentine's, but I can see, like, now Valentine's has actual meaning and it's not the Hallmark card, you know, day that
she's your Valentine.
Like, that actually makes more sense to me than Christmas. But
lovely.
Whatever you decide to do, it's that they're saying this is engagement season. Google says Thanksgiving proposal and Christmas proposal ideas are both trending now.
Interesting.
They released a bunch of proposal stats. The top question we're asking include, how do I?
Oh, how do I cook a diamond ring in a turkey?
How do I propose?
How do I propose?
Yeah. Another one is, what knee do I propose on?
Oh, is there a right and wrong answer?
It doesn't say there is. It doesn't really matter, but traditionally it's your left knee.
Oh. I didn't know that.
And if I'm going just based on my instinct, I would put down my right knee.
Oh. It's hard to not think about it. We almost should have like had each other get down on a knee, get down on one knee and see which one everybody landed on. Because now I'm totally thinking about it.
You wouldn't be able to do it naturally. One of the things we used to do in the surf shop is when people are trying to figure out if they're goofy footed or regular footed, that means which foot goes front on the board you're going to ride, whether it's a skateboard or a surfboard. I would sometimes just have a person and push them.
Mm.
And whatever foot they put out first, you can't tell them.
Right.
So you got to just
be
do
a surprise,
it. And
right.
then they're like, what are you?
Yep.
You're goofy right footed. You're this, right. You know, but that's how you can tell without asking. Cause otherwise you're right. You fudge up the works.
You're just like, oh, well, hold on.
With suggesting
right.
it's this or that.
That's fun. Give someone a shove and see which way they see which is the reflexive foot put forward.
It would be the same for snowboarding if you're, right. you do yeah. that. Anyway. When to propose? It's not clear if that means time of day, length of relationship, but should I propose before or after dinner?
Oh.
Is a popular search. What is it, Sarah? You're the etiquette master.
Well, I'm a little worried about the state everyone's going to be in after dinner at Thanksgiving because there'll definitely be a fight at the table and everyone's been drinking. Mm. So I'm thinking maybe you do it before, maybe you find another day. Or if you must do it on Thanksgiving because everyone's together, I would say before. Is that or take the temperature of the room after, maybe at pie time. Maybe she could bite into her pie and there could be a ring in there.
You know, it's funny being practically made a ham and, you know, doing this for a living.
Yes.
You'd think that I would want to be I did it very privately.
Yeah.
And to me, that's what felt most natural. I don't know, understand the instinct to do that in front of everyone. I guess that it depends on the person you're asking.
Well, these days you're hoping to go viral.
I guess.
I mean, it seems like there's an ulterior motive for the whole thing. I'm going to ask you every week until we go viral.
These are things people are Googling as they suggest here that it's engagement season. Many people are expecting that proposal.
Mm.
I remember that feeling with a past partner, and it's a terrible feeling to know that someone thinks it's coming and you don't plan on doing that
right.
anytime soon. That's a horrible, like, oh, geez.
She's all her friends are getting engaged, and I am simply not that person.
Hey. What to say when proposing, people are Googling. Something genuine and heartfelt, they say, and will you marry me needs to be part of that. Like you might get going on a roll and forget the actual question.
The actual question, popping the actual question.
That part felt really easy and natural for me. And I know that I talk for a living, so but I didn't have to I knew I was just going to say it from the heart. I didn't work it out in advance, and it went according to plan. For me. I don't know.
Here's what AI has to say about
uh-huh.
it. Do it in a private moment before the celebration.
Oh.
Take a walk together or cook a special dish together and propose during the quiet time. It also says incorporate the ring into it. There's all these different, I like Googled it and gave me 15 different ways to do it. But I like that first one. Like, be alone.
That's what I think too. But again, that's
you and
my
AI.
Instinct.
You knew the deal.
Mm-hmm. Why won't my long-term boyfriend propose to me is another question being asked. This one they asked ChatGPT and possible reasons include a fear of commitment, financial concerns, different priorities. He doesn't think the timing is right. He's not sure you'll say yes, or he's just not that into you.
AI also says, and this is, I think the timing on this is the key. You have to be last. It's when you're going around the table and everyone's saying what they're thankful for.
Oh.
But you got to be last because, you know, someone might be thinking up their thing and now you've just completely usurped the going around the table saying what you're thankful for. You need to be last. Then you say, oh, I'm so thankful for so-and-so. In fact, I'm so thankful. Here's a damn ring. Will you marry me? Quit asking me to marry you all the time.
I love that Uzi got proposed to and then said, you're going to have to do that again. That didn't go well.
Not good enough, right?
I didn't like it.
And actually, every now and then, she would make him re-propose. That's funny.
Oh, that lady.
Yeah. You want sex? Well, get down on one knee, buddy.
Oh, that lady.
She's great.
Just one of those things where she was like, that was not nearly good enough.
Try again. Somewhere else with more fanfare. Thank you.
We see this a lot in neighborhoods, and I'm for it. I understand, and especially now with Google Maps. Don't worry, I'm going to get you all up to speed on what I'm talking about here in 1 second. You know, there are places, like Tahoe is one of the places, when you're driving home and you're about to hit traffic and you look up the maps and it reroutes you.
Mm.
And it'll reroute you right through a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And there you are. You're with a string of people who have all also done what you've done.
Rerouted.
You've rerouted. I understand neighborhoods more than ever feel like, especially if you're off the freeway and what I just explained is happening in your neighborhood.
On the regular.
You find yourself really bummed about it. Oh, look at the bridge.
The bridge is bad. Here's your traffic report. Yikes.
Yeah. Well, if you can stay home, you should.
Didn't mean to distract you there.
But boy, that's like, you know when it goes past red into super blood red?
That burgundy.
Yeah. Almost black. A lot of that going on here.
Anyway, I understand people put up these signs like, drive like your kid lives here.
Yes.
You know, or.
Slow, children.
Yeah, slow.
But, I always like the, you know, just a reminder, slow children.
We got one of those. It's a green Dayglow little boy with an orange
Oh, that
hat.
Yeah, I love that guy. Yeah. He's right,
like
he's posed.
He's got a flag.
Yep.
Yeah, Bobby.
The first one we had, someone ran him down, Matt. And we were like, somebody hit the boy.
Oh, God, someone hit the boy.
And then we got two more of them, and they're still alive. They haven't been run down. But it is one of those things where you go, yeah, I think there are kids who go, screw that little sign guy with some.
Unless there's a child hiding behind that. I'm taking that thing out.
Anyway, someone in Boulder, Colorado put up a bunch of profane traffic signs and the police are looking for them.
Oh, like, oh.
Get off your GD phone. Slow the down. Don't kill any kids today.
Oh.
Slow down, bleeper. There's
as
more.
In, people are tearing through this guy's neighborhood.
It's clearly this person is upset. They've been dealing with exactly probably the scenario I just explained, which is we used to be a neighborhood. Now Google runs traffic through our spot.
Right. Now we're the business
whenever
loop.
The road is filled up. Great. They say they're not scrawled on pieces of cardboard. They look like official street signs. I
love it. Oh, wow. Oh, they did. So this guy
which
went
are
to
mounted
Etsy.
Under real speed limit signposts as well. So they, you know.
This is actually.
This guy's a hero.
An incredibly inventive idea to think that you could get these things printed and then they're the exact size of the real signs and you just hook them over the top. It's genius.
I don't know where we got them. They may have happened on Amazon. But our neighbors got these signs that say no parking and they're legit no parking signs.
Yes.
Which I don't know how you would even get those, right? And then when they moved, they gave them to us for some reason. And now I use them to as a ramp for the generator.
Oh, you lay them down there and you...
But it's you can get legitimate signs. I bet if you look on Amazon right now, they're metal. These are metal signs.
And I'll bet you can get custom-made ones, too, that say, hey, effers, slow the down. I'll bet you anything. And if not on Amazon, I'll bet you that's on Etsy. There's people making all kinds of crap on there. Stuff, wonderful things.
Right.
Yeah, oh, look, there you go.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Reserved for custom text.
We have the no parking anytime. Two of them.
Mm.
They're just ramps for the generator, but, you know, you can get them. So someone must have done that and then painted over them. Police do not think this is funny.
It's kind of
They're
funny.
Looking
Come
for
on,
the
you
guys. Person responsible.
Get a sense of humor.
They say it's possible you could be charged with criminal tampering. Well, he's not coming forward now. He or she.
Right. Unless you got me on camera. I'm just going to be snickering in my garage watching you guys.
They do appreciate the sentiment, but there are other means for safety vigilantes. Yeah, like the green guy that people run right down.
Right.
They ran him right down.
Maybe you should put some clothes on him. so that he looks a little bit more boyish.
He's still bright green. I mean,
yeah, but you know, I'm saying, you know, cover him up.
The city
get a little
is,
boy, get a little mannequin, a little boy, like, oh.
The city's removing the signs. They're not letting that happen.
Well, I hope the guy puts them back up. I hope he got extras.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. You can 3D print anything these days.
Oh.
That is true.
Goodness.
That is true. I have these little things. They make surfboards now where you can have five fin boxes and you can do three fins or four fins. And it's a
place where you click a fin in on the bottom.
You click a fin in.
Okay.
Exactly right. And they make these things that cost about $10 that you put in the fin spot you're not using.
Okay.
So there's
a little insert.
Clear the ins.
It's no drag.
Right. My buddy Brian, his son just made them. He's like, I don't buy those things. My boy just made it on his 3D printer. I was
3D
like,
printers are a thing you can get in your house. And if you're missing a piece
you
of something,
made that?
You can get you can probably download the specs for it somewhere and plug it into the machine, and it's crazy.
Wow.
I know.
Listen to this. 415. I proposed last year after being happy together for 7 years. We just broke up over a little over a year later.
Oh, that sucks. Sometimes I think people wish that their things were going better, and so they do the thing that the other person has been wanting. You know what I mean? Like they 7 years in, everything's going fine, but she wants to get married and is almost like she feels like she's put in the time. She's been with you for 7 years. Like, come on, man. So now you propose and now she's gotten all the stuff she wants and she realizes in the end she didn't even want you or you didn't even want her, whatever. Like, it's like a last ditch effort. It's like when sometimes people will be like, our relationship is falling apart. Let's have a kid. Because you know how kids always save everything.
That's
they
the
make
smartest
everything
thing.
Better.
That is a smart... smart math right there.
Right. Well, you know me and math.
Let's add a number.
Mwah.
Track coach here. Vinny, that is how we decide what foot kids jump off of for long jumping. We push them from behind and whatever they step out is their jumping leg.
Not
Love
funny.
You guys. Diane and Encinitas.
Diane
Good morning,
and Encinitas.
Encinitas.
Oh, yeah. How you doing?
North County, San Diego.
Crazy. Hello.
It's where I was living when I left and went and worked with you.
She must have followed you here. I mean... on an app.
Right. Hello.
Hello. Odyssey.
My mother-in-law almost ruined my proposal because I had planned to propose on my girlfriend's birthday and she asked me on that day, when are you going to propose? I had to play it cool and tell her a little white lie. Yeah, that's one of those things. Where, you know, I don't know why we do it.
But we do.
We do.
When are you going to have kids? When are you going to propose? When are you getting married? When are you going to get a boyfriend or girlfriend?
If you have a kid, then it's when are you having another one?
Right.
Why do you care? Like, let's talk about the weather.
Right. I don't know. We just want to know.
I think
that
we just get
uncomfortable
and we're not great at small talk.
Yeah, we're definitely not.
So we go right for the
Everybody
thing.
Everybody hates small talk. Why do we make so much of it? I guess because it's like, it's either do that and sort of deflect, like, get away. How's the weather? Get away.
I had a very pleasant chat with the young security guard, the boy that security guards here on the elevator coming up.
Carlos or Ayu?
No, it wasn't Carlos. I don't know this kid's name. I haven't actually seen him, but he's great. We had a nice chat and it was all superficial nonsense, but it was fine.
Cool.
I wished him a wonderful day and I have a great day. It was you too.
Yeah.
Not that
but
hard.
I guess, you know, you don't know who his girl or boyfriend is and whether or not they're going to have kids. So it's, you know, I think I feel like our parents and we as parents want to know that things are moving along. It is definitely a thing where you're like, you know, when will I have grandchildren or when are you going to find someone to bring to Christmas with you or whatever uncomfortable thing it is that we ask our kids. We do that. I was asked that stuff. I've asked my kids.
I'm out of time. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Get ready for Glicked. Glicked. Glicked.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.